It's Wednesday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And now, live from London, it's the Chris Moyle Show. Coming up today, we'll be campaigning for a significant reduction in TV coverage for Cockney Chancellor Jamie Oliver in our new feature, Puck a Tucker, My Ass.
Bad to the bone.
But now, please welcome a man who's crap at cooking. It's Chris Moyle. I smell cheese.
BBC would like to announce that the next scene is not considered suitable for family viewing.
Chris Moyle, Comedy Dave, Melinda, and Will, the real dream team.
Very useful indeed, having arms as long as...
Chris Moyle, on Radio 1.
Thank you very much indeed to Mark and Lark. The greatest double act on the afternoons on Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyle, same New Afternoon Radio. Here's Dave.
Hello.
Mel.
Hello.
And Will.
Hello.
They're my posse. They're my wacky zoo crew. They whoop and cheer at everything that I say. Even the lamest of jokes get an over-the-top reaction, such as, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doctor.
Doctor who?
You just said it.
No.
You're supposed to laugh.
Doing that.
Oh, what did Tony used to do? Oh, she used to swear, that's right. Ah! if you're a regular listener to the show, you may have heard us say before in the past month or so that we've been going to a pop quiz on a Wednesday night and winning. Back to last time we came second, but we did think that there was something dodgy going on.
I think they cheated.
Yeah?
They cheated.
Yeah. So, what we're doing today, well, James and Dave.
Hello.
James is a friend of ours. Have compiled the questions for tonight's pop quiz, and I've done the picture round.
I'm going to do the questions as well.
What?
Obviously, just the questions as well.
So we're doing tonight's pop quiz at a pub somewhere in London. You're more than welcome to come along and join us. However, we're not going to tell you what pub it is. So you've got a 1 in 2,500 chance of getting it right.
A bit nerdy, isn't it?
What?
It's not nerdy. It's
writing questions and cutting out pictures.
Excuse me, I think you're fine. But that there,
that is a work of art.
Yeah. And Mel is only peed because he got 8 out of 10 on the picture round.
Mel, and don't say what they were.
Yeah, don't. However, what we will do is we will give clues to certain questions in tonight's pop quiz, just in case you actually make it there.
Are you hosting it yourself?
No, it's nothing to do with me. Dave?
I'm not hosting it, but I'm in charge of the music buttons.
The music buttons?
That's right, yeah.
Hi, I'm Tommy Banks, the music buttons, and this is Cinderella.
I've got a cassette with all the little music snippets on there.
What we've got here, I've got a carrier bag full of CDs, and these are those Now CDs.
And
the year ones, right? So we're going to have a little pop quiz now and prepare ourselves, even though we're only doing the questions tonight. So I'm just going to, at random, pick out a CD, right? 84, is that too old?
Yeah.
80.
Much too old.
90.
Yeah.
That'll do, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah? Or, hang on, one more.
91.
Hang on a second.
No, come on.
Hang on.
Fourth.
96.
Chris, just
91 will do.
Hang on a second.
Do you mean I've got them all in the bag?
Have you sussed that out already?
Well done.
91 then?
Yeah. Okay, alright.
Let's have a little music quiz now, just to kind of get us in the mood. Dave, Will, and Will, and Mill will all play against each other, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you know what it is, shout out your name. So Will will shout.
Will.
Dave will shout.
Dave.
And Mel will shout.
Mel.
Now, Mel is rubbish.
I'm absolutely crap at these things.
He's absolutely dreadful. Mel can never remember what, you know, this week's number one is, let alone anything else.
The last 2 years, actually, I've got one right.
Right, you ready then?
Yeah.
Let's go.
This is, these are all hits from 1991.
Dave. Queen, the show must go on.
Is that right?
How is he so quick?
What?
He gets them so quickly.
Yeah. Next.
Yeah.
Dave.
Blur, There's No Other Way.
Well done, mate. Well done. Next.
Mm-hmm.
Dave.
OMD, Sailing on the Seven Seas of Love.
This is not a joke, by the way. He really is that sad.
Oh, I like this one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you should have got it. Next.
Yeah. Dave. Wonder Stuff Size of a Cow.
Can't leave it, Al. By the way, Wonder Stuff are, they're reforming, aren't they?
They're doing a gig, yeah, in London soon.
Yeah.
Great.
Brilliant band. Next.
Mm-hmm.
Will and Mel, you are allowed to join in, by the way.
Thanks. Try in.
Right.
Dave. Now That We Found Love, Heavy D and the Boys.
5 out of 5. Dave is winning.
Gagging, Will.
Yeah, I'm going to kill Dave next week.
Okay, the next one, Dave, you are not, you've got, you're not allowed to answer for 3 seconds.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Will, More Than Words from, I don't know, sorry, I'll bet.
Oh, hang on.
No, get a...
Now look, I've got 2 right sound effects for the machine.
Everyone a winner.
That's the truth. Dave, you're allowed to jump in now,
Dave.
Right?
Scream.
See, Dave is a genius.
No one go that far.
All right, Dave's a moron. He's just a sad kid.
Who knows his music? That's all.
Next.
Hmm.
3 seconds, Dave. You're not allowed to buzz in, okay?
Three.
Will. Set Adrift on Memory Bliss, but I don't know the artist.
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
A.M. Dawn.
Is the right answer?
I get half a point.
No.
Dave has got all the points so far, by the way.
I know.
One more?
Yeah. Nor do I.
Dave. No. Come on. It's between Will and Mel.
I've no clue.
No. Will and Mel.
I've heard of it.
I'll give you a clue. It's called Baby Baby.
Baby Baby Baby. Dave.
Yeah, no, you can't play. You've got to get one before we carry on with the rest of the show, right?
For goodness sake.
It's between Will and Mel.
Mel, call the newsroom, so we'll be late.
You ready? You ready?
Yeah, he's ready. Late.
Will.
Yes.
Jason Donovan, Any Dream Will Do.
He's the right
answer. Yeah! Thank you.
9 years ago, this was a big hit. Let's all remember Jason Donovan.
I close my eyes, through the curtain, I lost
the words as well.
Far, far away.
What a load of balls.
Thank you very much.
It's Richard Blackwood.
Yeah, we're not playing now, Mel, but I'll give you a point anyway. So there you go. Will got one, Mel got one, and Dave got 497. Well done, Dave.
Coming over.
Richard Blackwood at Radio 1, someone there for me.
And
reminiscing of New Age. Get fever with the fever on the dance floor or something. Okay, so Mel, obviously 1991.
Yeah.
Right, it was a bit difficult for you.
Not too hot on that.
How about 1998? It's only 2 years ago.
Well, you've tied me on all of them, but, you know, I'm not too hot.
Well, all it is confidence. It's like riding a bike. Right? You just need to be confident.
You've got grazes all down your knee.
Shut up. That was the leg.
No, left at home. So, Mel, this is just for you. You ready?
Go on.
When you know it, say your name.
Williams and Strong.
So you know.
What? What you no. Robbie Williams and Strong?
Millennium, sorry.
Yeah.
I was panicking then.
All right, so that's one for you.
Thank yeah.
God. Only 2 years ago.
I was panicking.
No, don't panic. Just relax.
Okay.
Honestly, mate. If you fall off, just get back on again. Right? Here's the next one.
You two and, can't think what they're called.
Oh!
Swedish thing.
Yeah!
Good clue.
Thank you very much. You're doing very well. Shall I give you another one?
Not really.
But you got 2 out of 2.
Alright.
Eventually. 2 years ago, that's what it was. When we started this show.
Okay.
You ready? Don't tell him!
I know, it's a Spice Girl. I can't think what track it's called.
Forever,
isn't it?
Yeah! See?
So when I start singing the song to me in my head, it, you know, comes up with a line.
Well, there you go. I'm very popular. Right, one more. You got your 100% so far.
Go on.
Don't tell him. I want to see him struggle. I want to see him sweat. Shake.
You're gonna make
him sweat.
Yeah, I know it's fresh, but I can tell
that
it's cold.
It's cold what? What's it called?
I'm not sure.
It's cold what? Did you
I can't think, no.
What are you thinking of?
Incoming.
I bet that's somebody telling me the answer.
Oh, I'm not sure, go on.
That's my mate Paul saying it's Jennifer Page,
right?
With just a little thrush. Is the right answer. Yeah, well done.
I hate these quizzes.
Why?
Give me something Formula One or something like that. Not this.
How many Formula One
or football or something?
Okay. Dave, give me a football question.
No, you're not Dave. You.
Me?
You're the quiz master.
Okay. West Ham are the Hammers.
Yeah.
What are Leeds United? And you're not allowed to say the word
shh. Leeds United. That's a good question, actually.
Oh, I might know that.
But you don't.
I do.
What is it?
Peacocks.
The what? Peacocks?
Yeah, the peacocks.
Why?
What?
Why?
I have absolutely no idea. But you wanted a question of football and you failed on that. Give me another subject.
Formula One.
Formula One. When is Eddie Irvine's birthday?
Yeah, as if I know that one.
Oh, that's easy. Everyone knows that.
All right, who's driving for Arrows this year?
Did he say Robbie Dunn?
Delarosa. And I know it was, it's not just for staff anymore, is it?
Hey, you know your stuff, eh?
All right, I'll tell you what. Look,
all right, let me put some, I'll get some quizzes for you then.
Let me ask you one question just to redeem yourself, right?
Yeah.
What is December the 26th?
Boxing Day.
Is the right answer!
Late Night Weekend on Radio 1.
Jams of the Week with Trevor Nelson on Radio 1. Go, go, go. Trevor Nelson on Radio 1. It's the Jams of the Week with my man Trevor Nelson on Radio 1. Hold it down for the UK, you heard?
It's Trevor Nelson on Radio 1 with the Rhythm Nation, the best R&B on the planet.
Late Night Weekend. weekend on Radio 1.
Sunday night, Trevor Nelson, Rhythm Nation.
Just listen.
Radio 1.
Delirium, Pritchard, Sarah McLachlan, and Silence. I was supposed to tell somebody yesterday and I completely forgot.
Who?
A guy called,
Gerald?
No. I think his name's Boa.
Constrictor?
No. And I have to say, Amubaku.
What?
Hey?
What's Amubaku?
It just means something.
Is it African?
No, I don't think so. Amubaku. That apparently it means something.
It could be a swear word.
It's not a swear word. It means some. I think it's something like, you know, big man or something like that. No, as in, you know, alright, big man, alright, top blue.
Oh, alright, a move a coup.
Thank you.
Big up yourself, a move a coup.
You're just idiots, you
two. No, this is The Rock kicking it with the refugee camp, yeah. And you're about to smell what The Rock is cooking.
A move a coup. Mel? Will?
Dave?
Who's that through there?
No idea. She's a friend of Anna's. I think.
Why is she staring at us?
I don't know. She's been staring around before.
Yo, I got 50 Bentleys in the West Indies.
Who's staring at me?
I got a pocket full of cheese and a garden full of trees.
Go do something else.
I just won the bingo, bought a crib in Rio.
Love it. When members of staff bring their friends around, turn around the building, and they dump them downstairs because they can't be asked to turn around.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's
when 41
yeah,
I got it. Likely for The Rock, it doesn't matter. We'll play Nelly and the Water Dice. Join up here, Kevin Mike with News of Sport. It's 4:30.
Fuel tax won't go up for 18 months.
In sport, Leeds and United aim for Champions League progress.
Radio 1 News.
Gordon Brown has frozen taxes on fuel until April 2002. He's also announced a British disc scheme, which means foreign lorries will have to pay more to use British roads. Buses refuse to cut fuel duty, saying the country can't afford it.
The risk for Britain is a repeat of the late 1980s mistake. Claiming a surplus one year could fund tax cuts for every year.
We're still no closer to knowing who will be the next American president. A recount's about to start in Florida. That result should decide the election. Al Gore and George W. Bush are both still saying there's all to play for. Six white South African police officers have been charged with the attempted murder of black prisoners. It's after a video showed them setting their dogs on the three men, then kicking and punching them as they lay on the ground. Aberdeen FC are threatening to close a chat room on the club's official website after one supporter posted a message mocking two Rangers fans killed in a road crash. More from Newsbeat Scotland reporter Hugh Williams.
The two Rangers fans were killed in an accident on the M6 on Saturday. The posting to Aberdeen's official chat room said it was just as well they died because they'd be killed this coming weekend anyway. Aberdeen and the Glasgow side meet on Sunday at Fittodrie. Aberdeen say they took the message off the site as soon as they spotted it. Police have been called in to trace whoever was responsible.
Detectives investigating the failed diamond robbery at the Dome are searching two farmhouses in Kent. 12 people are still being questioned about the attempted raid yesterday. Dome boss P.Y. Gerbeau says the diamonds worth £350 million will be going back on display.
The Millennium Jewel exhibition is going to reopen as soon as possible. Obviously, De Beers is looking at the maximum security around it because when they pull back the Millennium Star, it has to be properly secured.
Flooding is continuing to affect many parts of the country. At Selby in North Yorkshire, patients have been moved from a hospital because of rising water levels.
Manchester United and Leeds will try to ensure that Arsenal aren't the only British club through to the second phase of the Champions League. United must beat Dynamo Kiev at Old Trafford. Leeds need at least a draw away to AC Milan to progress. It could have been academic if Leeds had held on to beat Barcelona a fortnight ago. Manager David O'Leary.
We never thought we'd be in this position, and we are. It's like we were one foot in the door, just about to step in, and now it's been taken away, and hopefully we can step into it tonight.
Eight goals in the last five matches has earned Rangers striker cricketer Kenny Miller his first call-up to the Scotland squad for next week's friendly against Australia. Miller scored 5 against St Mirren on Saturday, and boss Craig Brown couldn't ignore him.
Most of them have a spell when they're on fire, and Kenny Miller clearly is on fire at the moment, and this is, I think, the appropriate time to include him in the Scottish squad.
And Ashley Giles took 2 wickets as England's cricketers had a governor's 11, 173 for 5 at the close of play in Peshawar. It's the first day of England's final match before the first test against Pakistan. I'm Mike Sewell.
The weather, heavy rain for most of Britain tonight, but central England should stay dry. Tomorrow, showers on the coast, some dry spells inland, but feeling cold with highs of 10 Celsius. We'll update the news and sport at 5 o'clock.
Blah, 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 blah. Rain, rain, crap weather, crap weather. That's all you need to say.
Okay.
Right.
Can you say it's sunny?
Because it's raining.
Yeah, but can't you lie?
No.
Rain weather every day, though.
No, it's not.
It is. Rain, rain, cold, cold, rain, rain. That's it. Same every day.
You wouldn't say that to Bill Giles, would you?
Who? Bill Giles doesn't read our news, you silly old moo. You're talking about wouldn't say that to Bill Giles.
Well, he's a weatherman, isn't he?
Hello, I'm Jill Gascoigne.
Hiya, Jill. I haven't got time for you now. I'm talking about the weather we have. All right then, Mike.
Yeah, fine, you?
Yeah, very good. What do you think of Leeds' chances tonight?
I think they'll do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I think they'll get a draw. I don't think they'll beat Milan, but they'll get a draw. 1-1.
That's all we need, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dave?
What?
Leeds' chances?
Fair to middling.
Mal?
I think you can travel 2-1, Milan.
Will?
So we're getting peacocks, are we?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's football, isn't it?
Gav, what do you think?
I think it'll be nil all to Leeds.
Nil all? Oh, there you go. I knew some girls don't know anything about football. It'll be nil all. But who to, though?
To Leeds.
Nil all to Leeds. Nice one. Thank you very much.
Chris Miles, you're a
And it's over to Tony for tonight. Gamble.
Charlie and I were at the vet when Vera and Dave came by and said, come along for a picnic.
Okay, as soon as you know the answer, press the buzzer. Right, who's going to go first?
Chris Miles,
I'm ready to go first. What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing, I don't know why. I'm in a good mood, that's all. Is that alright?
Yeah.
Is that loud?
Yeah.
Thank you. You're
laughing at the beef on your wrist.
These, by the way, are pop beads that I'm wearing on my
girl beads.
Now they're pop beads from Top of the Box magazine.
You made a whole show out of taking the mickey out of the beads I was wearing.
Ah, because you actually bought those stupid expensive ones that are just ridiculous waste of money.
They're not. They're all right. They look okay.
Did you buy them yourself?
Yeah.
Did you?
I think Oya bought them for me, actually, for partner.
Hang on, you surely must be able to know whether remember whether you bought them yourself.
Well, we bought them together, and I'm not sure if I paid for them or she paid for them.
Was it his and hers?
Yeah, no, she didn't get any.
Matching beads, you and the missus.
Anyway, stop deflating it back onto me again. Look at your ones. What are you doing wearing them now?
Because I look cool. I'm trying to look really hip and trendy.
In your opinion.
And it's working. Well, do I look hip and trendy?
Possibly comment.
Nothing. Do you remember when I used to have my little fingers nail varnished?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that?
You used to have, yeah, varnished nails and long hair.
Yeah.
You look like a kind of cross-dressing meatloaf.
Why did you stop doing that?
Huh?
Why did you stop doing it?
Because you realised you look like an arse.
Yeah, basically, yeah. I thought I was kind of making a bit of a fashion statement, but it turned out I was just looking like a pillock.
I forgot about that.
I used to have my little fingernail with really dark purple nail varnish on. I look like somebody at the New Romantics who kind of got lazy and then he did one.
Did you do that, or was that, you know, your girlfriend at the time?
I laughed at the time, didn't I?
Just to sit there and let her paint your nails.
And all his toes as well. Just my little fingers. It's on. As opposed to this finger. Thank you.
Or these.
Yeah, there's your change. Are these yours? Mel and I on national radio giving each other the finger across the finger.
You make it what it is.
Thank you very much. Mel, do me a favour.
Yeah.
Can I get that girl?
Yes, sure.
No, don't bring her in.
What are you going to do now?
I just heard something, that's all. I'm doing a show, and there's a girl sitting in the live lounge, staring through the window, right? Just sitting there on her own, right?
So you're going to publicly embarrass her on national radio?
No, I just want to talk to her. Hi, how are you? Take a seat. What's your name?
Kate.
Kate. Hi, Kate. I'm Chris. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
This is Mel and Dave and Will.
Hiya.
Hi.
What are you doing here, Kate?
Well, I'm at college at the moment in Tunbridge.
Right.
In West Kent. And my sister's best friend works for the BBC. And I've come on work experience.
So you're actually here for work experience?
Yes.
For how long?
Just till the end of the week.
Till the end of the week? Were you started on Monday?
No, I've been here all day a week. This is my second week.
Oh, okay, all right, I see. I apologise, I haven't seen you around, but then again, I don't like to spend much time here when I'm not on the air. It's a horrible place full of nasty people.
It's quite friendly.
Well, I haven't been around. Maybe it is these days, I don't know.
Don't get into it.
Nicky Campbell still here? I don't know. So, why are you sitting through the glass?
Just to see how it all worked. I was interested to see.
So, yeah, have you not got anything to do this afternoon?
Well, I have been upstairs and I watched Chris Mills. Someone's show this morning.
Right, okay, yeah. Fingers, yeah.
What you watch?
I can't move.
Think for your watch.
And that was good. And then I went back upstairs and I said, come back down for four.
Who said that?
A girl with Anna.
So somebody sent you down here.
It was Anna.
But come down and have a look.
But no one's told us. Right. So this girl's sitting through the glass, staring at us. We don't know who she is. She doesn't know who any of us are. And she's just sitting there on her own. That's outrageous. What do you learn by sitting through the glass watching this crap?
Anna Richards, get your ass down
here. Is it Anna?
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know who. I don't want to...
No, I don't. Listen, honestly, drop her in it. We don't mind dropping her in it. Actually, say it was Dan Bailey, because we hate him. Was it Dan Bailey who sent you down?
It surely was.
There you go. See, you'll go a long way. You'll get a job here.
No, it's all about backstabbing. That's what it's all about.
Okay, yeah. Have you heard any rumours about anybody yet since you've been at Radio 1?
No, no gossip.
No, have you been out drinking with anyone yet?
No. I was invited last Thursday.
Right. Fascinating study into the life of work experience. Mm. How old are you?
17.
17, all right. And what would you like to do when you finish your studies?
Work college, they don't really teach radio well, but from seeing it now, it really looks really interesting.
Are you taking the mickey?
No, it does, but I do like photography as well.
Okay, well, there you go. Photography and radio. You couldn't get two things that are more far apart, can you? You got pictures and you got no pictures. Well, that's very good. And you enjoy watching Scott this morning?
Yes.
Yeah. Get into any magic tricks when he didn't make anything disappear, did he?
Well, he's stolen something.
Okay, well. Yeah, he stole the heart of the nation.
That's right.
Because the audience love him. I just see how long it is now before some people upstairs start panicking and come down and drag you out of the studio.
There's still nobody.
No,
no one cares.
No one knows you here. Really, when we're on the radio, it's 6 million people. And we'll just keep you in here until someone drags you out and shows you how the photocopiers work. It's great. Go down and sit down there for the glass at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
No one will be there to meet you. Just sit in a room on your own. Okay. Well, you can work for us then today.
Okay.
Yeah, can you do that?
Yeah.
Can you make tea?
I can.
There you go, that'll do. I'll have a cup of tea. Yeah. It's a very important radio skill to learn, by the way. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
And then later we'll teach you how to blag for stuff. Nice one. Oh, Will, you're a moron. Then you'll be on the main one.
Yeah, I'm on here.
Yeah.
We switched seats, by the way.
Was that Ronnie Keane?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what I like about the show? It's just so professional, and we take it all so seriously. Mm. It's like the rehearsal going out on the air, isn't it? It's the kind of stuff that you hear, but you don't hear. That's the whole point. Anyway, right, so Ronnie Keane's new song on Radio 1. I swapped seats with Dave. Dave has swapped seats with Mel.
Hello.
And Will is now in my seat.
Hello.
I'm not in charge of the desk, which means I can play the Guess the Music quiz. What do we call it?
Guess the Music quiz.
Yeah. Mm. What year have you chosen, Mr. Will Producer Man?
1997.
Okay. As soon as we know what the answer is, you shout out your name. I will beat Dave because I am better with my music knowledge than he is. Thank you very much.
Ready?
You're welcome.
How much do you reckon?
I think you beat me too, yeah.
Okay.
Song number one.
Dave.
I got that first.
Dave first.
Your Woman, Whitetail.
Is the right answer. Okay, song two.
I told you it's a skill. Chris, it's Trauma Police by Radiohead.
It's the right answer.
Thank you. Okay. Give me a bing.
Oh, hang on.
I told you it's a skill.
Yeah, it's not Trauma Police. That's curry, you idiot.
It's a joke, you moron. You don't have a sense of humour. Obviously not. Well, you should have with that face. Stop. Can you turn the headphones up a little bit, please?
Oh, blimey.
Right. Ah! All right, sit him down a little bit. Ouch. How's that?
Great.
Okay, I'm right.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Song three.
Dave.
Come on in.
Spice Girls, who do you think you are?
Yes, the right answer.
You're cheating.
I'm not cheating.
You are.
Okay, song four.
Samba!
What?
Song 4.
Is it song 4?
Yep.
I've heard of song 2, but I've never heard of song 4. No idea.
Anyone?
Don't know.
So that was Bellini, Tomato de Janeiro.
Oh, of course. What was I thinking? Yeah, okay, I got that one.
Song 5.
Right. Dave.
Yeah, go on.
Hanson Bop.
It's the right answer.
I was just about to say that, by the way. I didn't know the answer.
Mm. What's the score, Will?
I'm winning.
I can't be sure that.
I think Dave's slightly beating me.
Okay, song 6.
Dave.
Dave first.
Cast. Fine time.
Chris, you could jump in there, you could steal the point.
Free me.
Is the right answer.
Thank you very much. No further questions, Your Honour.
One more.
All right, one more.
One more. This is a real easy one.
Is it?
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah. Chris.
Yes.
Texas, yeah. With Say What You Want.
Is the right
Bingo!
Answer.
Bring it on, big boy!
Call you, mate. Call that a draw, then, eh?
Yeah. This is all, by the way, in aid of the fact that myself, Dave, and a couple of friends have written a pop quiz, which we will be hosting at a pub somewhere in London tonight. Well, we'll give out clues later as well for some questions, in case anybody finds the pub we're in.
All right.
Should we actually give out clues or just random answers?
Random answers.
All right, random answers from the pop quiz coming up after 5 o'clock today. Storm and Time to Burn at Radio 1 Wednesday afternoon. I'm Chris Moyles. So coming up, questions and answers from our pop quiz, which will be here tonight somewhere at a pub in London. Yeah. You like the sound of that, do you, love?
Yeah, oh baby, yeah.
You know what I'm singing?
Yeah.
Everybody wop wop.
Let the dogs out.
This is MJ Cole.
I'll never do you wrong for nobody.
What happened?
It
stopped.
Is it over?
Yeah.
Nice.
You meant to talk when it stops.
There's obviously...
That's like when the meter runs out. Someone's got to run down the corridor and put 50 p's in it. Anyway, MJ Cole. I will play the excellent Eminem and the even better Daft Punk with one more time after Kevin Mike with news and sport. 5 o'clock.
Gordon Brown comes out fighting on fuel tax.
In sport, it's Champions League D-Day for Leeds and Man United.
Radio 1 News.
Duty on fuel has been frozen for at least 18 months. The cost of some car and lorry tax discs will also be cut, but David Handley from the People's Fuel Lobby says the Chancellor Gordon Brown should have done more for drivers.
I was quite disappointed. I don't really see that he's been listening to us. You know, all we've asked for is a cut in duty right across the board, and basically he's not done that.
It could be tomorrow before the next US president is decided. A recount has been ordered in Florida, where there are just 2,000 votes between George W. Bush and Al Gore. Elite United fans in a stable condition in a hospital in Milan after being stabbed before tonight's Champions League fixture. An inquest has ruled Paula Yates died of a heroin overdose, but the coroner in London says she didn't commit suicide. Flooding is still bad across the country, especially in North Yorkshire, Kent and parts of Scotland. 5 schools have been shut in Fife and East Lothian. Doctors say the Siamese twin Jodie is making steady progress after being separated from her sister Mary in a 20-hour operation.
Leeds and Man United bid to reach the last 16 of the Champions League tonight. Leeds need a draw in Milan, while United have to beat Dynamo Kiev to guarantee progress to the second phase. Craig Brown has rewarded the Rangers striker Kenny Miller for for his recent goal-scoring exploits. The 20-year-old has earned his first call-up to the Scotland squad for next Wednesday's friendly against Australia. And Ashley Giles has won the battle of the spin bowlers on the first day of England's latest tour match. Giles took two wickets as the Governor's 11 were 173 for 5 at the close of play. It's the final warm-up match before the first test against Pakistan. I'm Mike Stewart.
The weather, heavy rain for most of Britain tonight, but central England should stay dry. Tomorrow, showers on the coast, some dry spells inland, but feeling cold with highs of 10 Celsius. Next from us, more on America's long wait for a new president and the laptop that can't be broken. That's on Newsbeat at 5:45.
How's your music knowledge, Kev?
Not bad.
Mike?
I was doing quite well earlier with Matt Williams up here in the newsroom.
Oh, you played along?
We were, yeah.
All right, do you want to have a little go at 97 between the two of you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not?
Yeah?
Go on.
All right. As soon as you know, shout your name out.
Right.
Here we go.
Mike.
Yes?
It is... Monaco?
Right. That means somebody's telling him...
And he's just padding for time.
And he can't work out what they're saying.
No one is telling me at all. Is it... Oh, I can't remember the name of the song. Monaco.
What do you want from me?
What do you want from me?
Here's the right answer! Well done, mate. Cav, do you want to have a go or not?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah?
I was having a go on that one, but...
Oh, were you?
I just didn't get in there on time.
All right, fair enough then. Right, next, you ready?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, here we go.
Cav.
Yes, Cav.
Chumbawamba.
And?
And, it's, Tub Thumping.
Yay! Yay! Alright, one more.
One more to me.
One more.
One more to me.
Huh?
Nothing.
I'll try and come up with a song that you probably like. Right, you ready?
Yeah, go on.
Alright.
Cam.
Yes?
Ooh.
Venga Boys. Cam.
Yes?
A1.
Mike. 5.
It's another type of numbered band.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Mike.
Go on.
911.
It's the right answer! I'd just like to point out, if any of Mike's friends are listening, next time you see him down the pub, he just correctly spotted that was 911. Right, see you all later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Before the end of the show today, by the way, before 5:45 this afternoon, an exclusive Madonna announcement. Right?
Mungus.
You like Madonna? Don't switch the radio off. So if you're a Madonna fan, then we have the facts, man. Just the facts, man.
What facts?
About something. If you're a Madonna fan, you should pretty much know what we're going to say anyway, or what it's going to be about. Right?
Right. It's about Madonna.
Don't give anything away. So sometime before the end of the show, can we give a clue as to when?
What? Yeah.
Right, in the next half hour.
Before we finish.
Nice.
Yeah, good clue.
All right, sometime between now and 5:45. Right?
Right.
Okay. So all the facts, ma'am, to do with Madonna and the big special announcement. Right?
Right. Right.
Cardigan. Motorcycle helmet. Mel C.
What's she doing?
Photographs of her all over the newspapers today. I think she might have had a little bit too many baby shams yesterday at her party.
Lots of fingers sticking up and tongues being pushed out and all that.
I've got a video of that.
That came out completely wrong, didn't it?
I don't know what pictures you've been looking at, Dave, but I didn't see any of that.
I had to take that back.
Yeah.
The video, obviously.
Yeah, because I'm running for months.
Yeah. We lent it you for the night.
Basically, she's slagging off. She was doing the same thing that she did when she was on our show a few weeks ago. Slagging off pop bands, saying that they're all marketing by the record companies and it's all rubbish. And
completely unlike the Spice Girls, of course.
Absolutely, yeah. And by the look of things, Emma and Victoria were a little bit embarrassed by the whole thing. But from what I gather, Mel C is not too proud of herself either. But, you know, in her defence, she's sick of all the newspapers and stuff like that. Which I can understand to a certain extent. But it's a dangerous relationship to have. You caught the papers, then you've got to put up with it when they bite back.
Mm-hmm. Dance with the devil.
Yeah. I mean, Mel C and I have something in common, obviously, when it comes to the newspapers. Because the newspapers say that I'm fat as well.
You are fat.
Well, yeah. That's beside the point, isn't it, really? So it looks like Westlife are selling more copies than the Spice Girls of their current album. I hope the Spice Girls make it to number one, but I don't think they will. It's 3-1.
Wow.
Yeah, whatever. Are Westlife big anywhere else, though? Are they big in Europe and stuff?
Don't
know. Are they big in America?
Don't know.
Hello there, we're in Westlife. I see Westlife playing a club in New York. It's called Flying Without Wings.
What? Flying Without what?
Have you ever been to America? I believe this is fact, that every single person in America is somehow connected to Ireland. There are more Irish people in America than there are in Ireland.
Hmm.
And every time you go to America, every time I've been to America and you meet people, and they go, oh, are you from England?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Wow. I got like a great-great uncle who came from Edinburgh.
Right, okay.
Yeah, he was called Bobby. Well, I'm not going to know him, am I, you moron? Miles, is that an Irish name?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm part Irish.
Already, which part?
My great-great-great-great-great-grandmother came from Ballygowan. Shut up.
Because they've got no history in America. They've got no tradition.
Mm.
You know what I mean? They're desperate to have any of ours or any violence.
They'll try and retrace their roots, don't they?
Yeah.
Wow, England. I love England. I went to Glasgow when I was 9.
And Leicester. I love Leicester.
I love it when people say, you know, when people, and English people do this as well. Well, people from all over the world do this, to be quite honest. When they go, for example, where are you from? Like an American would say to you, where are you from? England. Oh, whereabouts? Now, pretty much Americans have only heard of a few places in England, right?
Mm.
London.
Stonehenge. Edinburgh Castle.
Stratford.
Yeah.
That's about it. So, I used to find myself saying, I'm from just outside London, which is Leeds, which is 200 miles outside London, but it's not a lie, and it just makes it simpler, so you don't have to get bogged down with a 20-minute conversation with a fat, bored American.
Wow, you live in London?
Yeah, just outside, actually.
Where?
John O'Groats. Melinda loves that record.
Fantastic record.
Never heard it before. Must have, as you can tell, Maloko and Indigo. She's changed her voice, that woman, isn't she?
Who?
The woman from Maloko.
Roisin.
What?
Roisin.
Yeah, whatever you like, mate. All right, Will.
Sort my next record out.
What are you doing?
A bit busy, I know. That's fine.
You've seen the Daily Star today, then, everybody?
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it?
How do they do that?
Huh?
How do they do that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know whether it's camera trickery or she's a freak. If you're at work now, right, you've got a copy of the Daily Star around anywhere, just pick it up. Go to page 3 and look at Ebony, 19-year-old blonde from London. And just look closely at the picture, not in the obvious places. And just see if there's anything that kind of stands out, if you pardon the expression. Should I say what it is or not?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah. If you look at her right foot, she has 6 toes.
That's not normal, is it?
Let's ring the Daily Star.
Yeah.
No. And see if they know that she has six toes. Maybe she's only got four toes on the other foot. I don't actually know. She's a pretty girl, by the way. But she just has six toes. Don't know why. Well, it's camera trickery or what?
Is there anyone there?
So far, not yet. Hello, is that the picture desk for the Daily Star?
It is, yep.
Hi, it's Chris Moyles from Radio 1. How are you?
I'm all right, Chris.
Listen, we're just on the air, and we're discussing your page 3 picture of Ebony.
Yep.
And I just wanted to ask you a question about it. Is it camera trickery, or is she actually a freak?
It's not a freak, no. It's a computer trickery.
Right.
It's an unfortunate error on a computer.
And you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
What am I talking about?
Yeah.
What?
She's not six-toed.
Why does she have six toes?
Because the print as supplied had that bottom corner of the picture cropped off. So the artist tried to clean it up and unfortunately...
did a really bad job.
Yeah.
So the art department of the Daily Star actually think that models have six toes.
Well, our readers have been very quick on this one. We have had so many phone calls.
I'll tell you what's even more bizarre is the fact that she has four nipples.
I didn't actually notice that one, Chris.
You've got to stay really close to the picture for a long time. What's your name?
It's Rob.
All right, well, thank you very much, Rob. I'm glad that you sorted it out already.
All right, Chris.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So there you go. So, well, they are aware of it then.
Six toes.
I thought it was going to be kind of like a brand new feature, you know, a page three girl. Instead of showing breasts, to show all their toes, right? Here's one from Czechoslovakia. She has 28 toes. Wow!
Radio 1. Every week in November, Fabio and Groove Rider on tour. Friday night into Saturday morning. 2 till 4. One. Fabio and Groove Rider. On tour this weekend. Get Fabio and Groove Rider live from the Glow Club in Aberdeen. Fabio and Groove Rider on tour every weekend in November. Only on Radio 1.
Alright, so if you like Madonna, we have a Madonna announcement and the facts coming up. Next. Radio 1. You're nice, mate.
Thanks.
You can have a live jingle, Michelle. Cardigan. Combination Crab Cheese Slice 4000 on Radio 1. Well, the rumours have been right about Madonna, and we can now exclusively reveal Madonna will be playing one show in Europe in November. It will be in the UK. She hasn't played the UK since 1993. Madonna will play Tuesday the 28th of November at Brixton Academy with support from Texas, Richard Ashcroft, and a special DJ set from Liam Howlett of The Prodigy.
Wow.
Don't call the Brixton Academy for tickets because there are no tickets for sale. None. But you can win them from Radio 1.
Wow.
We are the only radio station to give tickets away for the Madonna gig. Brixton Academy, London, Tuesday, 28th of November. It will be Madonna, supported by Texas, Richard Ashcroft, and a DJ set from Liam Howlett, The Prodigy. Right? Coxfield, a reference show, sent two listeners to New York to see the Madonna gig over there. And apparently they said it was brilliant and superb. So this is Madonna's only European show. 28th of November, Brixton Academy in London. And we have tickets to give away for you to see Madonna. Brixton Academy, by the way, if you don't know London that well, it's not a massive venue at all. It's like an old theatre.
Quite intimate,
yeah.
Yeah.
So if you get a ticket and you stand at the back, you see her close up.
Mm.
So if you want more details, go to Radio 1 online, www.bbc.co.uk. But Madonna will play Brixton Academy Tuesday the 28th of November, and Radio 1 will be giving you tickets.
Traffic and travel news with your guy in the sky.
Cheesy, your guy in the sky with all the breaking traffic news for your area. Starting off on Helmets Road, things still a little sticky around the Jazz Club on the corner of Taylforth Street and Nutbush Alley as a result of that earlier spillage. Heavy wind and rain are making things a little blowy around there as well, and that combined with the broken down traffic lights and an exploded petrol tanker are making things a little hairy for drivers on their way home through the tea time rush. Our advice is to try and find an alternative route and avoid the area if possible. Further up into town, the corner of Victoria Street and Chocolate Street still closed both ways after that earlier accident involving a champagne truck and a log transporter. I'm told the accident was pretty bad and there's still broken glass all around the scene, so prepare for substantial delays in that area for the next 2 to 3 months. And finally, why does Noddy wear a bell on the end of his hat? Answer, because he's a c***. That's your traffic and travel with me, Dick Cheese, the copper in the chopper, brought to you in association with Robinson's Fruit Preserve, the only type of jam you're looking forward to getting stuck in.
Maybe we won't.
No, I don't think we will either.
Unless what we do is, if we get a contest to give away tickets in our show, unless we rig it.
We make it up.
And the winner is...
me.
Tom Edie from London.
Me.
And the winner is... Melinda. Congratulations. You got to see Madonna, Melinda.
Excellent.
How do you feel?
Great.
Okay, Melinda. So if you want details about the Radio 1... What was I going to say then?
If you want details about the Madonna concert,
that was the
then
one, yeah.
Go to www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 for all the information.
And now, live from Radio 1, Showbiz Underpants. This is all the news that hasn't happened. This is The Knot.
I'm Christy Smales, and this is on the Showbiz News, blah, 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 The Knot.